I watched a couple of Ryan Stone's latest videos on his channel recently, and he's going over some material that has been in circulation now for nearly 8 years. The two latest videos that caught my attention was Michael's Story and Confessions of a Reformed Incel. In both videos, Ryan points out and breaks down some really interesting information, and what is interesting and a little sad to me is that what is old is new again. Not to sound like a cliche, but the more things change, the more they stay the same. Check out those videos, though. They are worth the price of admission, and they are worth the time. One of the things that really stood out for me was the bitterness that both guys had towards women in particular, Chads, and society in general. I can see why revenge or outrage porn stories have their appeal. It's men getting a sense of justice, even if they are living it vicariously through a story of another man who got his. It's women getting their comeuppance for their shitty behavior and their shitty choices from their pasts. I understand this. Hell, just thinking about it gives me warm and fuzzies, at least for a moment. But here's the reality. And this is a quote from Michael's Story. Quote, Kayleen speaking to Michael. Michael, let me tell you something. Not only am I going to have my cake and eat it too, I'm going to have it with ice cream and sprinkles. All of the girls laughed and smiled in agreement. End quote. And I'll put a link in the description for the source, so you can go read it for yourself. Some men like to think that women will pay for their poor choices that they made when they were younger. And in all honesty, some of them do. The real reality, though, is that most won't pay for their poor choices, and that's because they won't have to. There are plenty of beta males ready and willing to forgive them of their sins, and ready and willing to wife them up. There is an ocean of guys ready and willing to give them a pass. I want you to understand that the pretty people have had it good for the younger parts of their lives, and for the most part, they will go right on enjoying their lives, at least into middle age or beyond. Just because you chose an air of superiority and you chose not to participate doesn't mean that others won't. People living the good life tend to go on living the good life. Sorry if you find that disappointing. However, you do have a few different options to choose from. One, you can stay bitter and probably end up unhappy and possibly alone for the rest of your life. If you are young, say around, 25, you have roughly another 50 years of life ahead of you. That's a long time to be bitter and possibly alone. And I'm not talking about the lonely old man myth here, but it will be a possible choice that you may have to face down the road. Number two, you can settle for used goods. Guess what? Most women are going to be sexually active because it's encouraged and because they can. Again, you can hang on to your anger and bitterness, and you can take on the role of a provider or a plow horse, and maybe you'll get sex from your wife who isn't interested in you once or twice a year. But hey, you got to be a dad, right? if you think this way, your entitlement and your bitterness is still showing. And you get the woman and the relationship you deserve. Number three, you can say fuck it all and walk away. Plenty of guys go this route. Maybe it's for you. It's not for me. It seems too much like surrender and giving up. If you are young, you still have the rest of your life ahead of you to figure out what you're going to do with your time. Don't worry though, you'll have plenty of time to figure that out. And number four, you can accept reality for what it is and you can join in on the fun. Instead of being angry that things aren't the way that you think they should be, you can accept them for what they are and enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and enjoy the women that show up in your life. Believe it or not, not all women are absolute whores. Not all of them have made the shittiest of shitty decisions. But you won't know that, though, if you can't get outside of your bitterness and your idealism. You can have all sorts of amazing experiences with a bunch of amazing women. And who knows, one of them could turn into something that could possibly last you the rest of your life. I don't know about you, but I know for me, I would rather be on my deathbed with all of my memories of the people I have met and the things I have done than dying alone, which we all do anyways, with nothing but regret and ideals swimming in my head of things that never were and would never be. You see, I don't regret the things I have done. I don't regret the things that didn't work out the way that I had hoped they would. I regret the things that I didn't do, and now that window of opportunity is gone. I regret not making certain decisions and certain choices and taking certain actions, because now I'll never know how those things could have turned out. That's what I regret. Ideals of what ought to be and fear paralyzed me into doing nothing. And that for me is my biggest regret of all. Comeuppance is a great dopamine hit. It's that satisfaction that Karen got what was coming to her in the end. The real truth, though, is that comeuppance is just another form of mental masturbation. It's another coping mechanism to get you out of taking responsibility for your own life and your own choices. It's another way for you to not take action or do anything, but goddammit, it sure feels like you're doing something. Which do you choose? Thanks for taking the time to watch this. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, and while you're at it, hit the like button. It sends tingles to YouTube's vagina, which then boosts the signal, gets this video out to more people. Comment on it and share it with someone that you think would benefit from it. I'll talk to you guys again.